Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. Right. We are the alternative program to the big game.
There's a big game?
What? Yeah, apparently. Hey, we got scores for you.
Yeah.
931. The Buccaneers over the Chiefs. Good times. Did you like the halftime show with The Weeknd?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was fine.
It was good. It's like, you know, how do you do a really compelling dance number when you have to be socially distant or masks? Well, here's
the
answer.
You're supposed
the answer
to.
Is the answer is you just wear the masks that look like you're wearing jock straps over your face. That's what it is.
Well, you're supposed to not just wear a mask, but socially distance. They only did one of those because
not in the little crowded hallway.
Yeah. That was just,
oh man.
I don't understand what the purpose of that was, but okay, whatever.
That's fine. The Weeknd's cool anyway, whatever. We liked The Weeknd. That was fun. His hair was actually semi-normal.
You know? That's true.
Hey, Robert in the chat. Hello, Robert. Hope you can hear us okay. Thank you so much for joining us here. Hey, it is the Disney List. And thank you so much for joining us. Today, our topic is...
we are ranking the moderate resorts at Walt Disney World.
That's like our favorite category, yo. Love that. Last week, we had a lot of people talking about how cool the Valley resorts are. And I agree. Valley resorts are great. So if you're planning your next vacation, you're looking at the resorts, these are the resorts as they stand with us ranked. We're going to give you some criteria, some things to consider. But if you are looking forward to your next trip, you're looking at booking, you want to get rid of some of the hassle, some of the horse manure that goes along with having to make that call, write that email to the resort. I tell you what, this lady's got it down. Kristen, you are an agent. You are a vacation planner. Why don't you go ahead and tell the people how they can get in touch with you so you can book your vacation with this young lady right here.
You can email me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
That's wonderful. And we're going to talk about our ranked resorts. As I said, thank you so much for tuning in to the live recording of the Disney List podcast airing on Sorcerer Radio on Mondays at 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern at srsounds.com, Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long at srsounds.com. And we'd also like to thank our friends there at the Disney Dorks. What a wonderful crew. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank our fans out there at the Dining at Disney podcast, Kristen's fans and her crew down there at the wonderful group there for Dining at Disney. And also you, all of our fans listening to us multiple platforms there. for the Disney list on the various social media outlets. So let's get this show started.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney list.
The Disney list.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Aljon. Welcome, 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 one and all, to Disney List, a weekly look into an awesome compilation, a list, a checklist. It could be stuff that we're ranking, like today's show. Could be a top 10, top 15. Just could be just some awesome stuff covering the realm of the Disney parks, Marvel, Star Wars, what have you. Park hacks. My name's Aljon Goh, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan. And thank you so much for joining us on the Disney List on Sorcerer Radio. And also on archive at thedisneylist.com. Joined by my hostess with the mostest. She is the co-host and the founder of diningatdisney.com, author, and all-around awesome lady, my better half, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You're like waiting in bated breath. Like, when is my husband going to get done talking so I can actually say hello? But anyway, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Thank you to our friends there at Replay Heroes providing this awesome retro music for you. And you can check them out on Facebook there at Replay Heroes. Hello to everyone in the chat. We're just talking about the big game and the weekend's halftime performance. That was a lot of fun. And, you know, the fact that we are just totally just whipped. We are tired. We are beat. But we are once again here providing this programming for you for free, like we do every single week. Kristen, so good to be back here, even while we're tired. You're not helping here.
I don't
know
what to say.
You're not helping here. You can join us. If you're joining us, checking us out on Facebook, make sure you interact with us. We know that there's hundreds of thousands of people watching from other social media accounts, but definitely check us out live there at the Disney List on Facebook. And she says, trust me, I'd much rather watch y'all than the game. Good time, Lindsay. Appreciate it. She also likes your shirt.
Thank you.
You got the mini yes, mouse.
Yes, this
going.
Is from the 2019 Epcot Flower and Garden Festival.
Love it. I absolutely love it. We do have some quick headlines for you before we get into our topic. Kristen, what are we tackling this week?
We are talking the moderate resorts and we are ranking them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week we had a ton of great responses for the show we ranked last week. Our top, or our ranked, we actually ranked our value resorts there at Walt Disney World. And so many great responses. We wanted to keep it going because people are starting to plan their Walt Disney World trip. We know that there's some deals going on. We talked about them last week. But once again, you know, it's great. Let's go ahead and get those wheels churning. Let's start talking about these family trips, you know, whether it's you or your beloved, your special someone, or your family, we definitely want to give you some food for thought as to where you want to stay. So before we get going, we do have some news tidbits for you. Kristen, we just saw, of course, during the big game, we saw the Falcon and Winter Soldier. I guess it was the new trailer for that. I cannot wait for this. It's going to be out in March. And I already am loving WandaVision. WandaVision is totally just trippy, crazy. It's getting more and more Marvel MCU action-oriented, which I love. The action's ratcheting up for WandaVision. But Falcon Winter Soldier looks pretty awesome.
Yes, it does. I'm ready. I'm ready for that.
Can't wait. So let's talk about what's going on. You've got a special news tidbit. This is a Valentine's Day special, right?
Yes.
What do you have going on? Okay, talk.
Yes,
about.
This is for, let's see. This is for Wolfgang Puck.
Okay.
And their romantic special is February 13th and 14th after 3 p.m. And the special items include, for drinks, they have three. Cupid's Kits, which is Bombay gin, raspberry, lychee, and lemon. There's also Schramsberg Puck. It's a sparkling wine. And Bourbon Flight. It's Bullet, Baker's, and Rittenhouse Rye.
Nice.
For your food specials, there is a poached lobster salad. It's got local burrata, grilled artichoke, chicories, and citrus vinaigrette. Wild mushroom ravioli is chanterelle mushrooms and chervil. There's also a grilled whole branzino for two, warmed heirloom tomato vinaigrette with that. And there's also petite filet mignon Oscar with Dungeness crab and creamed spinach. The dessert for two is a decadent chocolate sundae with white chocolate covered strawberries, strawberry coulée, and whipped cream.
Oh, exciting. I like it. I like it a lot.
And you can book reservations for there.
I like it. I like it. How about this? We also have some more, right? So we have here Valentine's Day yumminess over at Disney World. And at the end of Poor Ice Cream Truck, you've got some flavors that you will only get during this time of year. Peppermint soft serve. They've got little hearts, little candied hearts.
The peppermint soft serve was during the holidays.
Oh, that was during the holidays?
This one is a strawberry.
Oh, it's strawberry. Okay.
Uh-huh. Swirled with chocolate.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm down with that. And then, let's see here. We also have something that's happening right now at the Disneyland Resort. And, of course,
Buena Vista Street.
You know, that's the only place that's open right now for shopping. So you can try to get your Disney fix if you can, especially if you're a legacy pass holder. But you can get this over there at Willie's Churros, which is the Fluffernutter Churro. And I like this. Cinnamon sugar churro topped with peanut butter sauce, marshmallow sauce, and chocolate chips. Almost like a chocolate chip cookie. $6.25, the Fluffernutter Churro. Sounds awesome. I love it. Then, if that wasn't enough, Kristen, we also have some news there. You know, because it is Black History Month, I think it's really important to talk about The Soul of Jazz, brand new at the American Adventure. I think a lot of people don't realize this, Kristen, but jazz is an American art form. Born in America, much like rock and roll. And I think it's really cool that, you know, while the while soul is out, that they express how awesome and have this jazz exhibit there at the American Adventure. You've got Charlie Parker saxophone on display. You've got the music from the movie Soul, of course, which is represented there. You've got all kinds of great instruments and stories about jazz. So you can check that out at the American Adventure and see this exhibit for yourself. And me as a musician, love jazz. And I love the music of soul. I think it works really well there. What do you think about that? Pretty cool.
I do.
Yeah. I like that. You're a musician. You play woodwinds.
Yes.
Play flute, play drums. You know, you dabble. It's fun. All right, I tell you what, let's go ahead and get into our topic. Our fun topic. We are going to rank the moderate resorts. This is probably one of our favorite categories. It never grows old. We love the moderate resorts. And when we go to the parks, when we stay at the Walt Disney World Resort, we like to stay at these places. They're pretty much the Goldilocks of resorts. Not too expensive, and they've got all the amenities that we want. But what's important you know, for you to consider when you're staying at these resorts, whether it's a value or even in this case, the moderately priced resorts? What are important to you, Kristen?
Restaurants, theming. I would say those are the two most important things to me.
I think the amenities are important. I like comfortable beds. You know, I do like the comfortable beds. I like the proximity to the parks because we typically drive to the parks, or I like to hop in the car and zip on down there. And I definitely like the restaurants and the bar selection. That's really important to me. The next important thing to me, pre-kids, okay? Pre-kids, mind you, was how quiet the resort was. So I think that if you're interested in getting a quiet time, if you're not traveling with your children, that's something to consider. And these resorts definitely have something for you to consider. It's a lot less families, I would say, in some of these resorts for sure, especially if they're geared toward conventioners. So definitely something to think about. So we do have a handful of these resorts that we're going to be ranking: Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, Disney's Port Orleans, Riverside, and the French Quarter. Those are kind of like two halves of the same coin there. You've got Coronado Springs Resort that just had its brand new Destino Tower, right? Mm-hmm. And then the cabins at Fort Wilderness Resort. So if our crew is ready, we're ready. I think we're ready.
I'm ready.
Let's go ahead and rock this. So, Kristen,
yes.
I know that we're going to get this, how many resorts?
Five. Three,
four, five resorts. So I guess we could go ahead with Lee Beatons, our friend there. He wants to have a sounder.
Number five.
Let's talk about number five. What's number five, Chris?
Number five is the cabins at Fort Wilderness.
All right. Nestled on 750 acres of pine and cypress forest, Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground evokes the timeless beauty of the American frontier. Teeming with such wildlife as deer, ducks, armadillos, and rabbits, the resort welcomes you to delight in scenic woodland trails, exciting pool areas, rootin' tootin' entertainment, and hearty country eats.
So I would say the nice thing about this resort is that you do have Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review in your backyard, mm-hmm. which to me is one of the best dinner shows, one of the best restaurants you can go to for food at Disney. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review.
Absolutely. It's one of our favorite, dinner shows, if you will. You know, it's a dinner show. It's two credits if you're on a Disney dining plan. Two dinner credits, right?
Yes.
Two dining credits.
They bring that back.
Whenever they bring that back, yes.
It is a dog-friendly accommodation here, too.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's also really cool. You want to travel with Rover? There you go. Bam. Dogs are taken care of. It's fun. Dog-friendly.
Fluffy is not welcome.
Now, Fluffy the cat is not welcome, but the Pooch is. Pooch is definitely welcome. Another very unique finding here, I guess, would be the groceries. Did you know about this option?
You can have groceries delivered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. As you say, you can rough it in comfort, not only with the rough dog, but there you go. And the other resort transportation options are there. And this is great because you have a couple. Not only do you have the Disney bus system, but you also have the boats. So you could take a boat in and out of that. And that's not too shabby. And it is close to Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
As well. So there's a lot of things that are neat about this resort. How about the dining?
Like I said, you've got the Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review. There's Trails End Restaurant that you can enjoy, as well as Crockett's Tavern and Meadow Snack Bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like Trails End as well. That's a fun place, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we like it. We've also had eats over there. We've been to the bar as well, and that's pretty yummy. It's pretty fun. It's a good time. I'm trying
to think. It's definitely for people who want more of a rustic type of theming.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which is why it kind of, but that's why for me it rings at number 5.
There you go.
Because that's just not my kind of theming.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you love to fish, this is the place for you. You can also do some kayak rentals during normal times, canoe rentals, bike rentals. They've got jogging trails, playgrounds. They still have stuff for the kids, like the Wilderness Arcade. They've got stuff there for the kids to play. They've got the Chippendale Campfire, sing-along, the wagon rides, pony rides, the Tri-Circle D Ranch for all those horses there you can visit, the archery experience. They've, of course, got all the great Disney pools. So there's a lot of stuff there if you're into, you know, being outdoors, which is also nice. And another thing, too, along with, you know, all this, they do have the free Wi-Fi like all the resorts do. But it's also cool because you can be close enough to check out the electrical water pageant at night when it runs. So yeah, that is really cool. So anyway, that was number 5 at Fort Wilderness Resort.
Number 4.
Here we are. Port Orleans. Which side?
Riverside.
From the stately white column mansions of Magnolia Blend to Alligator Bayou's quaint backwoods cottages, delight in a picturesque setting that evokes the romance of rural Louisiana. Take a short walk down Sasagula River to Disney's Port Orleans Resort, French Quarter, known for southern specialities like gumbo, jambalaya, and beignets.
Mm.
Mm, I love that. Also, they have dog-friendly accommodations.
Yes.
Not too shabby.
This resort also has the royal guest rooms, too.
Now, what is exactly the royal guest rooms?
It is the Princess Tiana-themed rooms.
They are nice.
They are.
They're really
nice. I like
them. Yeah. Yeah, you could get a rear view or woods view, the standard view. You know, there's so many different things, though, but I do like that royal guest room. They are just nice. We haven't stayed there since they did that, but...
No, but I've seen those rooms.
Yeah. That's you're lucky being an agent that you are, but...
Yeah, because I did the training that where they took us to the different resorts and we got to see them.
That's very nice. It's very nice indeed. So I like that a lot. And we also have a bunch of different dining options, you know.
Boat Rights Dining Hall.
Right. We also have the River Mill Food Court.
Mm-hmm. And then you have Muddy Rivers as well as River Roost that are both their bars.
Yes. And you also have the late night pizza delivery. Pizza. I love it.
You're so crazy.
Oh, hey. You know, sometimes you need to get that. We've eaten there before, obviously.
Yes,
we've eaten there before many times over, boat rides over. We've also stayed there at Port Orleans Riverside. So, once again, Southern style specialities. They've got the family-friendly American fare for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all inspired by Louisiana, which is Lindsay Marie's town, Aunt Sorcy's town. Good times.
And it is connected to the French Quarter. So you could also, you know, hop over to the other side and check that out.
Lindsay's asking, so you think it might be better to stay at a moderate or value with kids? The chat.
I think it depends on how your family vacations.
Yeah. Are you?
And what you're looking for in your resort.
Yes. I agree. I think that if you are a rope drop family and we'll just chug, go commando through the park and don't get home until very late, you know, you might have breakfast in the morning. You might have, you know, dinner late at night. Food court offerings might be good, you know, time it a certain way and your kids are pooped. You know, the value resorts are great. If you want, you know, and I think also the age of the kids has a lot to do with it as well. I think maybe the value resorts and their really big over the top, super colorful theming, you know, might be something that the kids would really like. Maybe if they're a little bit older, the moderates are great. And you will also find that the amenities and the recreation of stuff, maybe if your family likes to be a little bit more leisurely, you might want to, you know, consider the moderate resorts, because they have a lot of stuff actually there on the property for you to do, whether it's roasting marshmallows or movies under the stars, or, you know, taking walks around the resort or something like that. Those kind of things, I think, are for older children, I think would be really cool, right?
Yes. Well, speaking, yeah, I think it really just depends, you know, what you're looking for to get out of your vacation.
Mm, yeah. Our friend Kate's in the chat. She says, hi, friends. We love pop, but our fave is Coronado. Yay.
She sounds like us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. We'll tell you why. So once again here at the Riverside, Port Orleans Riverside, you also have the horse-drawn carriage rides, which are nice, can be very romantic. Kids can have fun at the pool, but there's also adult pools there in the moderate resorts, which is also very nice. We like that. Bike rentals. They've got fishing, the jogging trail there at Port Orleans. So we talked about the recreation, some amenities, of course, as we mentioned, free Wi-Fi. They also have the water transportation as well. So you guys enjoy
the water taxis Disney Springs. Mm-hmm,
to Disney Springs. So that is definitely a plus. And of course, they have the Disney buses there as well. So definitely check that out. Oh, and laundry services, all the other stuff too that we talk about. And
number three.
Here we go. Another one of our favorites, Kristen.
Port Orleans French Quarter.
Revel in the romance and pageantry of New Orleans' historic French Quarter at this moderate resort hotel. Discover cobblestone streets, gas lamps, wrought iron balconies, and fragrant magnolia blossom, along with colorful Mardi Gras characters and the sounds of jazz. Then stroll along the lushly landscaped Sassagoula River to Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside, where the bayou beckons, as do Cajun Creole specialties. Pools, Scat Cat Club, horse-drawn carriage rides. What more do you want? What more do you want?
I like the theming
here. I do too.
And we found it that it was very easy to, from the room we were in, to get to like the main building, to catch the water taxi, all that kind of stuff. So I really enjoyed staying there.
Yeah, it was nice to catch the water taxi. It was different. It was cool. And if I had to choose between Riverside or French Quarter, I like the French Quarter. It's fun. We also checked out a lot of the restaurants there. Sassagoula Floatworks and Food Factory. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. So they've got great Creole and Cajun classics. Scat Cat Club there for the bar. So they've got Mardi Gras. That's a lot of fun too. Once again, Kristen, you and I both spent time there at New Orleans. So how does it nail the theming there? Is it legit? Because Lindsay says in the chat, a little taste of home while she's at Disney, because that's where she's from. So what do you think? Did they nail it?
I think they did a good job at the theming. The one thing to note is the French Quarter does not have a table service restaurant. The only table service restaurant at Port Orleans is over on the Riverside.
Yeah, and keep in mind too that during this, you know, this era that we live in currently in 2021, early 2021, the French Quarter is currently closed.
So it was Riverside. So it's
Riverside.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So please keep that in mind. But as soon as it starts lifting in their phased reopening, definitely let you know for sure. I believe we have two more left.
Number two.
Okay. What's next?
Caribbean Beach Resort.
How would you like me to deliver this?
Do what?
How would you like me to read this next line?
I don't know.
You want me to give you the Disney read?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. You're like, oh, I don't care. I don't care anymore. Discover a world where life slows to a leisurely pace and worries melt away amidst calypso rhythms. Awash in vibrant colors and lush landscapes, Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort transports guests to a relaxing paradise that captures the essence of five distinct islands. Barbados, Jamaica. I'm just reading this now. Barbados, Jamaica, Martinique, Trinidad, and Aruba. Celebrate the spirit of the Caribbean with blissful sights and fun-filled activities, including colonial forts, lively markets, pristine beaches, splashy florals, and swaying hammocks, sure to awaken imagination.
This also has pirate-themed rooms.
Not too shabby.
No.
No. Oh, this is good.
So you can either go with the regular room or you can go with the pirate theme. Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. Whatever floats your boat.
The other cool thing is you do have the Skyliner here too for transportation.
This is true. So instead of the water taxi, you've got the Skyliner. I like it. And Caribbean Beach, you know, we've stayed there many times as well. Why don't you talk a little bit about your specialty, the dining?
They have Centertown Market. There's also Banana Cabana, and that's one of their bars. For table service, they have Sebastian's Bistro, and that we really enjoy at that. The food there was really good. There's also the Spyglass Grill. So you've got quite a few different things to choose from over at Caribbean Beach. I like the bright colors that they have there.
Yes, I like it too. And, you know, whether you're into grab and go bites, you know, or something a little bit more, you know, they've got it for you. Sebastian's Bistro is kind of cool because it's, I don't know, it's just got a lot of different variety there.
Yes. And how many places can you get goat to eat?
Okay. I wasn't going to go there, but you went ahead and went there. So
it's true. It's on the menu. You can get goat. Now, did I eat the goat? No, I went with the vegetarian version of the dish because I don't eat goat.
I didn't go with the goat either. That would be bad.
I like to just go pet the goats over at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
You don't think. Okay. That was bad.
That was bad. That was terrible.
Oh, no. Of course not. No. Of course not. No. No, no. No, no, no. Anyway, right now, this is part of the phased reopening. So some amenities may be impacted, not all of them. But they do have a lot of great, like I said, the dining options are nice too. And the recreation, also great. Caribbean Beach campfire activities. They've got a lot of those. Movies Under the Stars, the Pirate Adventure Cruise. So scallywags from 4 to 12 years of age can set sail on a pirate adventure with clues to look for hidden treasure. That's a lot of fun. Also fishing, bike rentals, jogging trail. Yes.
If I remember right, Natalie took Connor on the little pirate cruise thing when he was younger.
Ah, how was that?
I think it was good.
Did he like it?
Yeah.
We should ask him if he remembers. Hey, Connor, you remember when you were like 5 years old?
He wasn't that young.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
But he was in the single digits.
Ah, okay.
So it's been a while.
All right.
At least 5 years.
They have some of the nicer pools, though, I will say, there.
They do have a nice pool.
Some really nice pool stuff there as well. And they have this this place also has childcare services. So if you're looking at doing some childcare, maybe look into this resort. And when you're booking with Kristen, you know, just give her buzz and say, hey, you know, what's up with the childcare services? Might be really cool to look into. That way you can spend some time with your beloved, right? And they do this in-room babysitting that they offer as well. So when in normal times, after we get past this whole, you know, COVID situation, maybe you can look into that because I think that the child service is great. You know, you'll be able to spend some time away without the kids and they'll have fun doing all those great activities. What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one.
Here we are, Kristen. This is our favorite. I think Kate went ahead and spoiled the ending. our listener, Kate, our friend Kate, because this is our favorite resort. Kristen, what is it?
Coronado Springs.
Why is it our favorite?
Well, one is we really enjoy the theming. Two is fantastic food options and drink options. And three would be we love the cast members there.
We love this resort so much, y'all. Mm.
And they made updates to it a couple years ago when they added the Grandestino Tower. Mm-hmm. And that added more dining options, more bar options. It's a beautiful tower that they added.
And you were there for its grand opening, and I was able to check out some of the footage, and it looked amazing. Like, I cannot wait to go back to that resort because they were building it when we were there last in 2019.
No, it was already open.
Okay, whenever. Well, I hadn't been there. You'd already been there. Duh. I hadn't been there. So let me correct this. You'd already been there. I have not been there. So I'm looking forward to spending some time there.
Yes.
I wonder if our favorite cast members are there. Do you want to give them a shout out?
Lisa and Gail.
Lisa and Gail.
Now, when I was there, Gail was working. I saw her.
That's awesome.
And went over and talked to her. And Lisa was off. It was her vacation time. So I've been seeing her.
If you're a longtime listener of this show from back in the WDW Tiki Room days, we've talked about Lisa and Gail for a long time. They are our favorites. They are the best. We love those cast members. They made our anniversary trips so much fun, and we would go there twice a year, and they're just the best. They're the best. So let me tell you a little bit about this resort and the resort overview. You ready for it?
Yes.
Celebrate the unique blend of Spanish, Mexican, and Southwest American cultures at this newly reimagined Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. This beautiful lakeside oasis offers classic influences, Disney touches, and modern comforts to energize and inspire you as you delight in an array of new features, eateries, and enhancements. There you go.
And there is a lot of dining options here.
Okay, so why do we love this resort so much? Club access with benefits. Club access, yo.
Yes.
Why is club access awesome?
You know, when it used to be called, what was it? Business lounge.
Business lounge. They didn't
call it club originally because they wanted to make sure that that was distinct to just the deluxe resorts. Mm-hmm. But now it's club.
It's club. And so why is it awesome? Because you can take advantage of personal vacation planning support. You can also check out the Kronos Club. That is a club, the space that is casual yet intimate. You can rest, relax, and enjoy light refreshments during your stay. Dedicated cast members will be on hand to assist you with your vacation plans or help you unwind after a day of adventure.
I like that.
Love that so much. Love it so much. Kate, if you're there in the chat, if you've ever had club access, let us know, because I feel like this is the best thing about this resort. Okay. And another reason why I love this resort, it's really geared toward people like me who lived out of a suitcase for years and years, business traveler. And it's quiet typically
because of the convention center.
So you have a lot
of business people staying there.
Yes.
And therefore it lends itself to be a very quiet resort for that reason.
They also have the 24-hour fitness center there. So if you'd like, it's great. I love the resort because it's great because you get to check out kind of a sandy style beach, but kind of not. It's almost as if you were on your own little private vacation home, you know, somewhere. It's got a great vibe, y'all. I really like the vibe.
And you have the different sections that are differently themed too there.
Kate says she hasn't, but she wants to. Yeah, it's so good. So let's get to another thing that you love so much, which is the food.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Okay, so you have Three Bridges Bar and Grill, and that is in the center of the resort. So on the water, it's a great place for drinks, delicious food, outdoor setting, very just laid back, chill place to be. Mm-hmm. You also have Rick's Sport Bar and Grill. So if you want to watch something on the big screen TVs, they've got 31 TVs there that you can watch your favorite sports entertainment. They
like
have
the big game.
Over at the Grandestino Tower is Dahlia's Lounge as well as Barcelona Lounge. Barcelona Lounge is on the first floor. All the way at the very top is the Dahlia Lounge, and it is connected to Toledo, the tapas steak and seafood restaurant that is phenomenal. Absolutely loved dining there. I was there with Chip and Deanna. We had a lot of fun.
I bet. I wish I could have been there.
And then there's Siesta's Cantina. Mm-hmm. So that's an outdoor bar. You also have Maya Grill. So if you're looking for Mexican fare, you've got that there. If you're looking for a quick food bite, what used to be the Pepper Market is El Mercado de Coronado now.
Pepper Market.
So you can enjoy that. Or there's Cafe Rick's. So you can grab like coffees, pastries, fruit, yogurt, that kind of stuff there. There's the Laguna Bar, which is outside as well. So you have a lot of options. The most options of any of the
moderate resorts.
I mean, it's got like
everything.
Deluxe resort amount of dining.
We can't tell you. This is why it tops the list. You have a tremendous amount. And we love Latin America and Mexican food for one. So we love all of that. We love Rick's Sports Bar. It's great. We love Maya Grill now. It's definitely come up a long way over the past 15 years.
No, it's been longer than that.
It's been longer? Okay.
Yes, because we've been married for 17 years and okay, we stayed there on our honeymoon.
17 years.
And it's older than that.
It's older than that, yes. Yep,
but 17 years we've been going.
And the Pepper Market has come around. You know, it's a long time. You know, it's not as cool as the Pepper Market used to be.
We still have our Pepper Market lifetime refillable mugs.
Will they honor those?
I doubt it. They will honor
that would be
anymore.
Amazing. It's
they
like,
should. They considering should. When we bought it, they said it was a lifetime mug.
We should bring it back and say, hey, look, we got this on our honeymoon 17 years ago. Would you give us some free refills on this? You know, I'll take some Diet Coke, please. Thank you.
You know, I bet I still have the receipt somewhere.
That'd be amazing, right?
Yeah. It's probably all faded out, though.
Yeah. Because they have those chips in
heat,
there now.
The heat-censored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was all like heat-censored. Yeah. Also, some of the best pools there on property. You know, the pools just keep on getting better and better. And they have the Lost City Pool, which I love. Also, under the amenities, they've got the campfire activities, which we love. So you get to with marshmallows and s'mores with the kids. You get movies under the stars. You've got an awesome, you know, sand beach volleyball place there. The jogging trail is amazing. The arcade is a lot of fun for the kids as well. And they also have fitness classes. And they also have this new Colors of Coronado painting experience. Have you seen this before, Kristen?
I have not seen that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty good. Of course, once again, during that time, you also have, what is it? The some of these may be impacted, you know, by the current state. So it's part of the phase reopening. The one thing that could be better, but is actually not so bad, is the bus transportation. This is a bus transportation only resort. But we found that the transportation comes and goes pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too shabby. So definitely keep that in mind. Kristen, what else? You know, you've got the tower, the Destino Tower. What else can you say about this resort that comes in at number one on our ranking?
The pool has a water slide. We have not mentioned that.
Yeah, look how nice.
At the Mayan Pyramid.
Look at Toledo. That is just an amazing looking restaurant, isn't it?
Yes.
Gosh, it looks so good. And the club access, you know, and the rooms have been redone. It just looks amazing. I love the view from Coronado Springs. Can you tell, gang? Can you tell how much we love this place? Robert Taylor in the chat says, Maya Grill has a great selection. That's true. True. Very true. So we have some comments, Kristen. We have a lot of comments.
Okay, so, well, I'm going to let you read the comments.
Okay. So we have here, Lindsay has two comments. She has Port Orleans and Riverside because the food in Piano Bob, then Caribbean Beach Resort because of the pirate rooms. Mm-hmm. There you go. I love that as well. Source of Radio Disney Fun Zone. And by the way, that came from our post there on our site. But the Source of Radio Disney Fun Zone, plenty of comments. Katie Wendt says, we stayed at Grand Destino Tower, and man, I loved it. The downside was that the buses were not reliable. But I think it's a constant theme now at all resorts. The theming was impeccable and relaxing. The resort is nice to walk around, and the food at Three Bridges was so good because we went there twice. Bethany Spark says, Bethany, what's up? I have to go with Riverside. I love parts of Coronado and Caribbean, but Riverside, I feel, is cut off from everything. I love walking to both resorts, and the boat to Springs is a huge plus. Carol Spencer says, we've only stayed at two moderates, Port Orleans, Riverside, and Caribbean Beach. We have a family of five, and we like one room to save money. I resisted Caribbean Beach for a while because I didn't think we'd like the theming as much, and we heard the transportation to the parks and buses at the time was not very good, and we loved it. A very good experience. And now the Skyliner adds even more benefit. Mm-hmm. We love the resort rooms that can accommodate a family of five. The bathroom can get busy at times, but worth it to stay on property and save the money to spend on other aspects of our vacation. Oh, Carol, what a great comment. I love that. Sherry Lynn says, French Quarter. It's moderate but not huge, so it's never a long walk to the room at any end of the long day at the parks. Brian Eno says, for my wife and I, we'll always have a special place in our hearts for Dixie Landings, Port Orleans.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
Dixie Landings, Kristen.
Dixie Landings.
That is where they spent their honeymoon. That being said, French Quarter is my favorite moderate resort, and I like that it is on the little smaller side. It always seemed to be very cozy. Brandy Harris says, my husband and I have always loved Coronado because of the pool area. We love the Mayan temple, and the super slide is super fun. And one more night at the pool, we got to watch Three Caballeros, which was fitting. Alicia Benson says, Port Orleans Friends Quarter. One, beignets. Two, nice boat ride to Springs.
Yep.
All great comments. I do like those comments a lot. Your Dining at Disney crew had a lot to say, Kristen. I mean, they had a lot to say. Sherry Dink says, we always stayed at the cheapest and spend money on food and drinks. I like a cruise. You are only in your room to shower and sleep. And I stayed at Coronado. Not much difference to me. We stayed at DoubleTree twice. The pool is open till 7. I love Narcoosies. So she's one of those. She's a diehard go to the park and then go home, shower, sleep, and then do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So she's all that. Let's see here. June Pinnock says, Caribbean, we love. Key West had bigger rooms, but there's no place to eat and walk into the pool or food. Loved Art of Animation, so cute. Oh, hey, our old homie Edward Owen says, just got back from a few days at Coronado, probably my favorite moderate. Stayed in the Grand Testino Tower and was upgraded to a king suite.
Nice.
What up, king? No other moderate room will ever compare, I'm afraid.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid. You're right, my friend.
The rooms are really nice in the tower.
Ooh, man, are they. Are they nice? Chrissy Stacy says, my family love Caribbean Beach. Gives us more vacation feel when with a theme. It's big and safer because you can go straight to your room without going into the lobby, and now they have the Skyliner. Andrea Tuckinson says, this looks nice. Caribbean Beach Resort, stay there a few times and would recommend that in Art of Animation. There you go.
Okay, so this is here. I'm going to show. This was my view from my room at
Artisy.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
It's just really washed out.
Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, it's great, great views from the tower.
Kate says in the chat, truffle mac and cheese at Rick's was awesome. Not sure if they still have it. I'm sure they do, because I remember truffle mac and cheese because I had it when we went there at Rick's. Very good. Very good. Micah Pike says, only moderate I've stayed at was Port Orleans. Boat Rights had an amazing time with a prime rib, horseradish, and mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Let's see. We love our home resort, Old Key West. Big rooms, always great service. Let's see. We've got maybe a couple others. This is from our friends over at Disney Dorks. Let's see here. Paula Richmond says, Port Orleans French Quarter. That's nice. And then Hank Reed says, Port Orleans French Quarter is one of our favorite moderate resorts, followed by French Quarter Riverside. Bus transportation and food choices sink the Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach for us. They both suffer from seemingly always full resorts to food courts and buses. They'll always be full. The size of them also means you are not close to amenities. So, Hank, I get it. I totally understand. I think the important part about booking your resort would happen to be maybe the times of the year you book your resorts. And especially true when it comes to Coronado Springs, our favorite. And why do I say it? Because of what Kristen says, it's convention time. So I think if you look at the convention times, you know, during convention season, it can get pretty crowded. Wait times, especially for maybe restaurants, they're on property and the bars can be very crowded, very noisy at times if you're at Coronado. So I think that's something important that you can ask. And so you just need to figure out what is important to you and ask those certain questions. Food for thought, right? What conventions are in town when I'm there? Is there a place that maybe I could get a little bit more off the beaten path, a little bit, you know, away from the convention, or maybe something that's super convenient, like right next to the buses, right? What other questions might you ask, Kristen, when booking your resort, and whether you're traveling with a family or maybe a small party, like a couple's trip or something like that?
You may also want to know if it's busy season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In this day and age, too, it's a little bit different because of, you know, the whole COVID stuff that's going on, you know? So, but I get it. You know, a lot of people like Port Orleans, those two resorts, Riverside and French Quarter, for obvious reason. They're a lot of fun. They are a lot of fun for sure. But like I said, we prefer Caribbean Beach.
They've been there a long time too. They're long time resorts.
Yeah. They've been there for a long time for sure. Let us know. We'd be curious to find out what you dig, and maybe we can talk about it in an upcoming episode. What do you say? What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
I love it. Thank you all for tuning in. Once again, if you've tuned in for the first time, listening to the first time, either on Sourcer Radio or on demand on our Anchor page or on iHeartRadio, tune in wherever you find us on your favorite, you know, Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the show. Tell your friends all about us and leave us those 5-star reviews. We would appreciate it. Kristen, Dining at Disney, blowing up. We had an awesome show last week. You had me join you on your show. What did you cover last week?
Yes, because it was the Disney Happy Hour episode, and we discussed the best restaurants when it comes to getting the biggest bang for your buck. So if you're on a budget, where should you dine in each of the parks? And we covered all 4 at Walt Disney World as well as the 2 at Disneyland.
And where can people go ahead and reach you, not only for travel advice, if you can give your travel email to book their trip, as well as your podcast and your social.
Well, as far as Dining at Disney, you can visit me at diningatdisney.com. Check us out on our various social medias. We have a great engaging group on Facebook, so definitely check that out. And then as far as travel, you can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And another thing you can do is check out my other podcast that I host. It is Skull Rock Podcast with Dave Bossert. And this past week, we've had so many Disney people on, like Tom Bancroft and Tony Bancroft. We had Tony Anselmo recently. And I can't tell you, like, how cool it is to have all these people each and every single week on the show. Disney legends, like, we'll have Floyd Norman in there. So yeah, it's definitely good stuff for sure. And so please check out the show at Skull Rock Podcast and see what is brewing with Dave and myself and all of our good friends out there. You can also follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram. So please go for it. I think that's basically it, gang. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Kristen.
Don't forget to check out our friends WDW Park Hoppers. Park Hopper Sid and Park Hopper John talk about all things Walt Disney World, as well as our friends over at Disney Parks Podcast, Tony and John. And then if you are looking for fun on Facebook, make sure you check out Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone, as well as the Disney Dorks.
That's right. In the meantime, till next week, I guess we're going to talk about luxury resorts, deluxe resorts next week. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Actually, no. Next week, we're not going to do a show.
What is next week?
Next week is Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So we're not going to do a show. This is me.
Okay. We're off.
So now you know.
All right. Here, we're going to have a best of show next week, King. So we'll do a best of show. We'll be back. We'll be talking about all this cool stuff. So Valentine's Day. Have a great Valentine's Day. Gosh. That's awesome. Valentine's Day. I got something cool for you for Valentine's Day.
You do?
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Okay.
Amazon told me that it won't be coming until after Valentine's Day, though.
Of
so.
Course.
Boo. Hate that. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We love you. Thank you for listening to the show. I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings. It is intended for entertainment purposes.
I'm Al John Go, co-host of the Disney List podcast, as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock Podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they'd want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.